Now, the rest of the story. In sports, old comes soon. In some sports more than others. I want you to meet George Iser, E-Y-S-E-R, a gymnast, a track star, at 34, a has-been. In his 20s, he was quite something. And yet in events that require quickness and coordination, 34 is old. By now the year is 1904. The Summer Olympics had been slated for St. Louis, Missouri to coincide with the World's Fair. There's widespread enthusiasm for American athletes. There would be even more if only George Iser were 10 years younger. Let me tell you a little about George's background. He was the product of a local athletic organization, the Concordia Turners of St. Louis. Now, a Turner is a gymnast in the German language. Ever since the so-called Great German Migration of 1848, Turner clubs had been prospering around the country. Among those early German-American Turners, George Iser's name stands out in the record books. But look at the challenge facing him in 1904. They wanted him to participate in 9 gymnastic exercises. 1 on the vaulting horse, 2 on the pommel horse, 3 on the horizontal bar, 3 more on the parallel bars. The American team also wanted 3 track and field events out of George. Shot put, broad jump, 100-yard dash. And the more George thought about the task before him, the older he felt. In those days, athletic training was nowhere near as scientifically executed as it is today. But just as much heart and soul went into preparing for major international competition. So George put everything he had into his training for the 1904 Olympics. But this time around, he could feel formerly fine-tuned muscles were fighting him as never before. And then opening day of the Summer Olympics, there is no record reflecting the confidence of George's teammates as he approached his first event, and yet after he was finished, there was surely no doubt. George Iser somehow, almost miraculously, had turned back the clock. He won a bronze medal on the horizontal bar, then a silver medal on the pommel horse, then a gold medal on the parallel bars, and another gold medal on the vaulting horse. Then came the all-around, the so-designated 7-event competition equivalent to the decathlon. George Iser would have been excused for avoiding its rigors because he had done his job for the USA. But no, for George Iser, there was nothing left to do but to enter the all-around. And in a final burst of athletic brilliance that staggers the record keepers to this day, he took a silver medal there, bringing his medal total to 5, a bronze, 2 silver, and 2 gold. We're told by the International Gymnastics Hall of Fame that history records little else of George Iser, the old man who came through for the red, white, and blue in '04, and yet, lest you consider his accomplishments less than extraordinary, I want you to ponder one thing more. George Iser won 5 Olympic medals. Vaulting horse, pommel horse, horizontal bar, parallel bars, and then broad jump, then 100-yard dash. He won all of these competing against strong, young, healthy men. Even though he, George, was 34. And had but one good leg. The other was made of wood. I said the other was made of wood. Now you know the rest of the story.